Man, exciting to have a chance to talk to this guy today, Brian Stewart, who won yesterday. Just a sensational performance down in New Orleans. Brian, how does it feel to be a winner in the PGA Tour?
You know, it's pretty special. I feel very fortunate, very happy, very excited.
Man, how do you explain no bogeys in 56 holes? You were 44 for 44 inside 10 feet. Was it just your time?
Yeah, I think it probably was. You know, it just seemed like every time I would miss a shot, it was in the right spot. And then, obviously, my short game and putting were unbelievable this week.
Well, you suffered through the 54 holes, and then that second playoff hole, you had 177 to the pin. Tell us what you were thinking there, and what did you hit there?
Yeah, I had to kind of lay it back. I was in a little bit of trouble off the tee, and I had 170. It was actually 171 to the hole, and I had I thought it was just a perfect 7-iron. I just thought if I kind of hit it on a little bit of a lower trajectory, it would kind of skip up that back hill, and it came off perfect.
Oh, you never hit a better shot in your life, did you?
No, I don't think so. Under the circumstances, that was pretty good.
Yeah. This has to be a whirlwind for you this past, probably 18 hours?
Yeah, for sure. Lots of phone calls and texts. It's been pretty awesome to feel the support from everybody.
And I know you're not a big talker. You've been talking quite a bit here the last half a day.
Yeah, that's for sure. But this one, it's all worth it.
How do you think it's going to change you, Brian?
You know, I don't know if it'll change me too much. I think I'll still be the same person. It's definitely nice to kind of feel like that pressure of worrying about getting your car back, that kind of thing, is gone for a couple of years. But I don't know, it's kind of like a weight's been lifted, but it's pretty awesome.
Dream come true?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just getting to think about getting to go play in the Masters next year, that's something that you've always dreamed about as a kid, and getting to go do it is pretty special.
Yeah, we got the Players coming up. You'll be in that. You'll be in all of them, everyone that you want to play in.
Yeah, that's definitely a nice feeling. Playing out of this conditional category to start the year was tough. Not sure which ones I was going to get in, and not sure when I was going to get in. I mean, I got into a couple of them the same week of the tournament, so that's been tough, but this will make that a lot easier.
Was the big difference your putter? Your putting just seemed what we saw was sensational.
Yeah, it was awesome. I don't know how to explain it. Wish you could bottle it up, but sometimes it's just kind of feels like you can do no wrong, and I felt like I was seeing the lines on the greens really well, and they were just going in. So I don't know. It was pretty great.
What were you thinking at 17? You hit just a sensational putt. I think it was, they said 39 or 40 feet, and it just lipped out. And
yeah.
You look pretty pretty crestfallen there.
Yeah, you know, it was one where you're not really expecting to make it, but I knew I needed to make one on there or 18 to have a chance, and just to see it just kind of move a little left at the end was tough. But I felt like I had a good shot in there, just kind of went through the wind a little bit, and then to hit that putt. So I was feeling pretty good. It was just one of those things where I'm just trying to make it.
Well, it's a tough 18th hole, but you played it well all weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I played, you know, I knew it was, because it was soft, I wasn't going to be able to get home in two. So it was just kind of one of those things where I was trying to hit it way left, not even worry about the water or anything on the right, and then just to lay it up and try to hit a wedge. So I kind of stuck to that game plan all week.
Let me get Doug in here for a second, one of your old instructors.
How you doing there, Brian?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Pretty exciting to watch yesterday. A few of us were watching it on the tube and jumped out of our chairs in that playoff. That was pretty crazy. Just so fun to watch. So exciting. And you know, hats off to you for all the practice and persistence, never giving up. You know, I know you're 33, and you've been doing this for, you know, 10 years plus, and in good competition, and all the close calls. It's just amazing, Brian. Just wow. Just and you're going to the Masters. All these different things that are going to take place for you, including the exemptions and moving up on the money list, and the FedEx points, and then going to the Masters. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. I always told myself I wasn't going to go unless I was playing. So I guess I get to go.
Wow, I'll tell you, it's pretty amazing. In fact, I remember reading a book called Teed Off by Dave Hill, and there's a chapter he devotes to the Masters and pulling up Magnolia Lane, and for Dave Hill to talk about it was pretty incredible. So you might want to pick that up before you drive down the Magnolia Lane. But it's just amazing that you're going there and all the things that are going to change for you in a good way. So we're excited for you. I had a couple questions on your putting stroke. You got left hand low. I don't know how long you've been doing that, but I know you got a new putter, and everybody's talked about that, and Greg just mentioned something too. But did you change anything in your putting stroke? It just looked really, really good tempoed, you know, back and through and just beautiful.
You know, not really. I kind of tinkered. You know, you always tinker with your grip here and there, but that's kind of something that I always go back to, that left-hand low, cross-handed. That seems to, when I putt the best, that's usually what I'm putting with. And as far as the new putter, I picked it up last week in San Antonio, and just for whatever reason, it just had that good look to me where I felt like I could just line it up, and I was lined up right where I was looking, and that's a big thing. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I wish I knew what the difference was, but they were going in this week.
Wow, just amazing. Just folks, if you haven't paid attention to this, Brian was 44 out of 44 putts inside of 10 feet.
Now, that's amazing.
That I don't know if that's ever been done. That's just incredible.
Yeah, that was, when they told me that, I was like, man, that's crazy to think about that. But I guess it's your week.
I mean, you couldn't even do that on the practice green with a straight putt, but no. You're talking all the different undulations and the weather and the damp conditions. And that's another thing, on your chipping, you were 20 for 20 up and down, no bogeys. I mean, we saw a comparison with you, and the last person that did it was Lee Trevino in 1974 or 5, something like that. But 20 for 20, I was watching your chipping, and I did notice that your hands were way down almost to the shaft a few times.
Just trying to get down there and get a good feel for it. I don't know. It was just one of those things where it seemed like I just had a good feel for everything this week. I don't know.
You looked, when you were chipping, you looked like Gary Robinson with his hands on the metal.
Yeah.
You know how he puts his hands way down low on the shaft there? That's what you were doing. And I know it changes the angle a little bit. So, and when it's wet, those are tough chips. You know, some of those little soft shots, and it looks like you caught them all just perfect.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where you just got to commit to it and not really worry too much about the dampness and just make sure you're aggressive.
Brian, you talked about Gary Robinson in your press conference.
Yep.
What has he meant to your game?
You know, he's meant a lot. I think I first started working with him when I was in 10th grade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just kind of, he's been there through it all and seen the ups and the downs. And it was good. I worked with him a few weeks ago. I was up in Jackson. And just to get whenever we seem to work together, it just kind of gives me some confidence that I'm on the right track. And I don't know, it's always been good.
Well, you moved to Fort Worth. Has that been a good move for you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a little different than Jackson for sure, but got most of my family down there with me now, so it's nice to call that a second home, I guess.
So are you playing this weekend then?
I am. I'm actually in Charlotte now, just getting ready to go out to the course and get some practice in.
Wow, that's remarkable.
Hey, Brian, how about your caddy? Who is your caddy, and did he help you a lot?
My caddy is Mike Downey. He's been with me for about 2 years now, and he's a really great guy to have on the back. He's always so positive, so even keel, always keeps me upbeat. You know, he knows the perfect time to tell me a joke or give me a smile or that kind of thing. And, I mean, he's a great caddy. I'm very fortunate to have him.
I see Titleist had a big congratulations for you. Brian, I know you play their ball, and I'm sure you're going to hear from some sponsors.
yeah, you know, I've got some unbelievable people that have some faith in me, and it's nice to see that pay off.
Yeah, there's you got to talk to your people up here, because the Free Press did a phenomenal piece on you with the, I call it a picture suitable for framing, with that Elro logo there on the on your shirt. I'm sure those guys over at Elro are having a good time with that.
Yeah, that's nice. I'll have to check that out. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Brian, did your caddy help you with putting, reading stuff, and picking clubs for you, or at least helping you, or is that pretty much all you?
No, he definitely helps me. Not so much on the putting. If I call him in once in a while if I have a question here or there, but it's mostly just kind of, he does all the yardage, and we talk about what club and where we want to hit it and that kind of thing, but the putting's usually just me.
And coming down the stretch yesterday, I mean, we were all nervous. I was sweating. I just can't imagine the pressure coming into the last hole.
And you know, Brian, you seem so cool about the whole thing.
Well, I mean, I was probably churning a little bit on the inside, but you know, I wasn't too nervous. I was pretty nervous about the birdie putt on the 54 hole.
Yeah, 18
hole.
That was a heck of a putt. That was a great putt.
Yeah, that was a big one. That felt great to see going. And then obviously on the last couple foot putt, I was pretty nervous. I was glad to be able to put a good stroke on it.
What was that, about 2 feet?
Yeah, nothing more than that.
Yeah.
Did it look like 6 feet?
You know, I'm not sure if it looked long, but it looked, I don't know what it looked like, but I was pretty nervous.
But you just stepped up, stayed with your routine and knocked it in, and wow, Brian, we're just so excited for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Brian, congratulations again. Good luck this weekend. I'm sure it's going to really be a whirlwind for you, but man, you got, you're set up. You're on the map. You're on the PGA map now.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
You bet. See you,
good
Brian.
Luck. Okay. Congratulations. Brian Stewart, PGA champion at Zurich yesterday.